They're canceling DEI across America in businesses and schools, except for one group of people. And guess which group of people that is.
844, everybody. And a groundbreaking announcement by the U.S. Commerce Department this week will result in a historic expansion for Jewish businesses, not only in New York, but across the country.
Yeah, Jewish businesses will now be classified as minority business enterprises, making them eligible for billions of dollars in grants, contract, and loans.
So now they're going to be getting access to billions of dollars of taxpayers' money for free. DEI is canceled for others, but enhanced for them, huh? Listen to the explanation.
Duvi Honig is the founder and CEO of the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce.
Think about it. The Hispanic community is 19% of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
The African American is 15% of the U.S. population. The Jewish population is 2%.
And did you catch that subtlety? 19% Hispanic, 15% Black, and 2% Jewish. They're counting themselves and listing themselves as a racial minority, not a religious one. Everybody except for themselves counts them as white. So are they a religious group or racial group? Really, it's whatever benefits them in the moment, isn't it? And the icing on the cake?
Jews are always the underdog, and it doesn't make sense. Like 2% of, we're the biggest, smallest minority in America,
yeah.
You know? And we had no voice. We had no eligibility to access our taxpayers' dollars as the biggest minority and the biggest suppressed people.
They have no voice? Who owns the media? And they're the biggest oppressed group in America? I would love to see all the fact checkers fact check this, but unfortunately they own all the fact checkers too. We're not waking people up, they're waking people up with their own arrogance and they're being too blatant about their control of things.